You're listening to Kingston's only campus community radio station, broadcasting 24/7, 365 on 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. Tune in for the best local programming.
This February, find where live art meets extended reality. Single Thread Theater presents PXR 2026, a mix of live performances, interactive digital presentations, technical deep dives, and exciting installations right here in Kingston at Modern Fuel, The Tet, and at Fort Henry. Get whisked away into immersive worlds like snowy cities, cyberpunk dystopias, musical mushrooms, and coastal shores. The conference runs February 20th through March 1st. Learn more by following Single Thread Theater on Instagram and get your tickets now via performanceandxr.com. See you there.
When it comes to Kingston real estate, local experience matters. Kim Purcell is an award-winning realtor born and raised in Kingston with over a decade of experience and 100 five-star reviews. If you want honest advice and results you can trust, choose Kim. Visit kimpurcell.ca today for more information.
Did you recognize that sound? That's the sound of a healthy, well-cared-for cat. I truly hope you've been lucky enough to hear that sound before. The feral cat population around Kingston and the surrounding areas has grown considerably over the last few years. And thanks to organizations like Kendra's Community Kitties, these feral cats are being fed, medically cared for, spayed, neutered, flea treated, dewormed, given winter shelters, and placed in loving homes whenever possible.
Hundreds of these special animals have been rescued by Kendra, and many of these wonderful felines are purring right now, safe and healthy.
But rescuing and rehoming feral cats isn't easy. It requires an enormous amount of time and effort, and there are a few ways you can help.
You can donate to Kendra's Community Kitties on their website, kckitties.com. Even a small amount will help pay for medication, spay and neutering procedures, and food and supplies to keep these felines sheltered and healthy in the cold winters or extreme heat of the summer. Because some of these kitties are not socialized, Kendra has committed herself to provide 22 dishes of food with fresh water every day, 365 days a year, to six feral colonies. Food prices have increased significantly, so donations of food and money are always needed. Funding assists with the process of finding homes for these cats as well, as it takes time and money to find the right individual or family to be matched with the right kind of cat. You can become a foster family for our feline friends. Go to kckitties.com and learn how you can care for and love a cat or even a family of kittens until they can be moved into their forever homes. At the colonies, Kendra plants the seeds of trust and socializes the feral felines when she brings them food at the same time each and every single day. So they're more accepting of humans when placed with foster families. But fostering a feral cat is no easy task. Kendra cannot take these cats from the colonies unless there are foster homes willing to commit to help these kitties gain trust with humans.
You can adopt one of these special cats or kittens. If you've already been thinking of getting a furry friend, reach out to Kendra at kckitties.com and she'll provide you with all the information you need to make this important decision.
Any help you can offer Kendra's Community Kitties will be tremendously appreciated. Not only by Kendra, but by the lucky feral felines she rescues.
And hey, maybe, just maybe, one day, you'll get to hear
Panda say, I love you.
Hello and welcome to Salt Licked in Rapture. I'm your host, Nishan Tung. Salt Licked in Rapture is a sonic exploration of, to quote Virginia Woolf, violent waves of emotion. Featuring both known and lesser-known musicians and poets, a special emphasis is placed on oddball, enigmatic, outsider artists whose work invokes dreamscapes and feelings of alienation, nostalgia, melancholy, existential unease, and yearning. Join me on Fridays at 8 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM.
You look so unimpressed when I tell you what you wanna hear, and I know you don't believe me, but you
Welcome to the Monday Morning Indie Wake-Up Call. I am the host, Kate. I am here every Monday morning broadcasting from CFRC 101.9. What I just had playing was Unimpressed by Rainbow's End. And then what I have up next is Edge of the Edge by Ace of Wands and Come Around by Cam Kane. I hope you guys enjoy.
You're the only one that I want. Force the breath, my love. The future is free like a city, knowing the chill in the heart. Remember the skies and the water, when the stars, the darkness will part. And the rhythm of our footsteps, the beauty, they spiral, they tremble to a loss. Keep me on the ground in your arms, when I feel myself drifting. No words are
but you won't get far playing on X. extra hard to prove something. Try pulling things apart as if you raise the bar to move something. And as you break your
about a day. daily, but I guess it takes two. I wake up in the morning with you still in my brain, and I can't forget the shame. Charlie, you're not the same, and I knew well. I never put you first, and I know you could tell. Yeah. Your audience awaits, your army's gonna party. Yeah. Can't recognize game, and Charlie's gonna Charlie. Charlie, what the hell did you do? I think about it daily, but I guess it takes two. I wake up in the morning with you still in my brain, and I can't forget. Charlie, oh my Charlie, what the hell did you do? I think about it daily, but I guess it takes two. Oh, I wake up in the morning with you still in my brain, and I can't forget. Charlie, oh my Charlie, what the hell did you do? Just mostly blame you. I guess it takes a two. Charlie, you're in my head. You're doing me wrong. Oh-oh. I just wish it was the end of this song.
Welcome back to the Monday Morning Indie Wake Up Call. I am the host, Kate. I'm here every Monday broadcasting from CFRC 101.9, 8 to 10 a.m. What I just had playing was Oblivion by Fifth Project, and then before that it was Charlie by Peach Panic. To me, this song sounds so, like, very much like early Fall Out Boy. Like, I don't know the... I don't know what the right word is, but the sound of the voice, the sound so much like early Fall Out Boy. Like, it could be off from Under the Cork Tree. Like, it totally could. I don't know. Maybe that's just me, but I do feel that way. And then before that, I had Come Around by Cam Kane and Edge of the Edge by Ace of Wands. What I have up next is Sober to Death by Car Seat Headrest. They've made, like, a resurgence in my life. I haven't listened to Car Seat Headrest in a really long time. And then for some reason, like, over this past week, they've, like, made a comeback into my rotation of music, which is kind of crazy because I don't think I've really, like, given any of their albums an actual listen since I was in high school. So I think it's kind of fun that they're back. Very nostalgic in a way that, like, kind of makes me nauseous. There's a couple songs like that that I'm like, this is so very nostalgic, and I can know exactly the time and place I was listening to it, and it's like, that makes me feel sick. Anyway, up next, Sober to Death by Car Seat Headrest.
To each other. have something to tell you. Your fix of post-punk, new wave, garage rock, and proto-punk? Tuesdays at 11 a.m. Hey, but don't tell anyone. I'm Izzy, and this is Our Secret.
CFRC from Kingston, Ontario. Your volunteer program, campus and community radio at 101.9 FM and on the web at cfrc.ca.
Mr. Bream, a Mr. Reed, a Mr. Piney, and a Mr. Mood.
Two shades. got no more, you're lying dead on the floor. The wounds in your back are still sore. And everyone who watched you watched on in awe. But now you see you as nothing but a pawn. Another lost soul who never accomplished a goal or made a lie out of their lives. And they're the ones who pulled out the knife. Like that, oh, everything is gone in front of your eyes. Your hands have lost their grip on their prize. And you've got no more tries. Cause you lost them through life. I'll be your lucky this time. And hopefully it'll make you seem more wise or otherwise. They'll lead you to your own demise. Cause it's the end of something I did not want to end. Beginning of hard times to come. Offer something that was not meant to be is done. And this is the start of. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Monday Morning Indie Wake Up Call. I am the host, Kate. I'm here every Monday morning broadcasting from CFRC 101.9. If you are just tuning in, what I just had playing was All That You Are by Ray Bull. This one's for my dad. He loves Ray Bull. He went to the concert in, I think it had to be like March last year. And they just released a new single. So playing this for my dad. Maybe he's listening? I don't know. And then what I had before that was Rock Bottom by King Cruel. And then before that it was Gears by Fan Club Wallet. Love them. I think they're so cool. It's cool seeing like how their music kind of evolved, because I was listening when they had the one song Car Crash in G Major, and it sounds so much different than their new album Living While Dying, and I think that's really cool. I like seeing like the evolution. Anyway, what I have up next is Slather on the Honey by Clothesline from Hell, and then The World So Madly by Rat Boys. I hope you guys enjoy. To the Monday Morning Indie Wake Up Call. I am the host, Kate. I'm here every Monday morning broadcasting from CFRC 101.9. If you are just tuning in, what I just had playing was Alessis by McGee, The World So Madly by Rap Boys, and Slather on the Honey by Clothesline from Hell. I feel like in the world of music, we had Black Country New Road, and then we had McGee. And now we have Cameron Winter / Geese. So, like, what's next? Because they've all had very polarizing fan... I don't want to say fandoms, because, like, fandom feels dumb. But it is, in fact, like, a good way to use it. I also didn't realize it was, like, the word fandom has been around for so long, because I was reading my book, which is The Uncool by Cameron Crowe, and he is, like, writing it, and it's, like, based on, like, his, like, teenage years when he was interviewing all the, like, you know, big 70s, 80s musicians and stuff like that. And he was he used the word fandom, and I was, like, I didn't know that it was so, like, normal. I don't know. I'm so used to it being, like, oh, like, Super Hulock, where it was, like, Supernatural, Doctor Who, and Sherlock, like that sort of use of fandom, that seeing it in like a normal sort of less online setting was really like strange to me. Anyway, but like I am excited to see in music what's next after Geese, because we had BCNR, McGee, and now we have Geese. So what is next? Anyway, what I have up next, actually, is This Must Be the Place by the Talking Heads, but this is off Stop Making Sense, the, like, you know, Stop Making Sense when they did their little concert. And I love this song so much. I think the live version is better, especially the one from Stop Making Sense. I think it's so beautiful. Yeah. Anyway, that's what's up next. I hope you guys enjoy.